As a child, the Holy Prophet, peace of Allah be upon him and his descendants, had the noblest disposition and the most exalted personality. And as an adult, he was the greatest personality of mankind. His politeness, sincerity, and disposition were sublime, and nobody could excel him in nobility of character and generosity. O Umayyads, only after his death you could take possession of this rich Arab state and could enjoy its wealth and power to your heart's content.
You could do so because you found weak, selfish, and greedy people in control of the state.
And you could make use of their weakness and greed to secure your ends. To certain people, forbidden and unlawful wealth and pleasures are most exciting and fascinating, but legitimate and religiously lawful possessions and acquisitions are of no interest. O Umayyads, by Allah you found, though for a short time, the Islamic State under your sway like an expanding shadow. World around you was unguarded and unprotected. You could stretch your hands in any direction and could grasp whatever you desired. Your swords were hindering and preventing sincere and real leaders from defending mankind against your cruel rule. Remember that cruelty, oppression, and spilling of human blood shall be avenged, and usurpation of human rights will have to be requited. Allah will give his verdict on the day of judgment and will avenge the death of our martyrs whom you have cruelly killed. He is Almighty, All-Powerful, and All-Supreme, whom nobody can refuse to face and whose wrath nobody can escape. I swear by Allah that very soon you will find this caliphate slip into the hands of your enemies. Remember that talented is the mind which enables one to see the realities of life, and rational is the ear which makes one take notice of a good advice. O people, do accept advice of a counselor who practices what he preaches and gathers knowledge from a fountainhead which is clear of all impurities. O people, do not insist upon remaining ignorant, uneducated, and unenlightened. Do not blindly try to gain your inordinate desires, because those who persistently pursue such a course carry the burden of their sins and iniquities from one stage of depravity and vice to another, till they land themselves in hell. Such people usually aspire and pretend to deserve and hold the apostleship of Allah and leadership of man, attributes of which are far from their capacity to possess. O people, remember that it is no use making your complaints to ignorant or ill-informed people or to misguided and degraded persons. They cannot solve your worldly problems and cannot remove the doubts which have been deeply ingrained in your minds by the Satan against religion. Remember that an imam has no responsibility other than the one laid upon him by Allah. He is fully responsible to exert himself in advising and guiding the people to lead their lives in the light of religion. He is to keep the commandments of religion and the sunnah, the path of the Holy Prophet, alive. He is to enforce law and order, bestowing rewards and dispensing punishments to those who deserve them, and allotting actual dues and shares to the rightful claimants. Make haste in acquiring knowledge and wisdom before it becomes difficult for you to reach the source of learning, before your indulgence in vicious pleasures and carnal desires do not allow you to reach these fountainheads. Advise people not to commit sin and vice, and you should also abstain from them, because you are ordered first to abstain from sin, and then to persuade others to do the same. You must first set an example. Sermon 109. This sermon is about Islam, the Holy Prophet, and Muslims. Islam, how great it is. The Holy Prophet, how sublime he is. Muslims, how they were honored and how they are trying, with the aid of Umayyads, to undo the good which Allah has bestowed upon them through Islam. Praised be Allah, who revealed divine laws through Islam. For its followers, he made its code easy to understand and gave its principles a position so exalted and so noble that their eminence overcomes all contentions and objections. He destined Islam to be a harbinger of eternal peace and a haven of perfect security for those who enter its fold. Its precepts provide logical and well-founded arguments for those who want to defend truth and justice. Its edicts contain the best protection for piety and virtue. It is a divine beacon for the seekers of light and a great source of enlightenment for intellectual persons. Who pays due attention to it will find great wisdom in its teachings, and its careful examination will prove it to be a very bright manifestation of the goodness of virtue. Islam furnishes most educative patterns and instances to those who want to distinguish between right and wrong, who are willing to accept its timely warnings of the consequences of evil and falsehood. It brings salvation to its testifiers, great moral strength to its believers, perpetual peace and comfort to its faithful followers, and considerable power of resistance against sin and vice to those who patiently bear sufferings in life. Islam is the brightest path and the clearest highway to salvation. Its illustrious principles excel in glory and nobleness. Its ways are distinct and perfect, and its brilliant precepts bring enlightenment to those who are ignorant of truth. Its teachings are so exhaustive that they extend over the surpass the teachings of the past religions. It is a religion whose followers compete with and try to surpass one another in goodness and virtue. Confirmation of truth and justice is its motto, and enlightenment of humanity is its principal object. To expect and to face death boldly and nobly is one of the essentials of its teachings. This world is the place where Islam wants to prepare you for a high position in the hereafter. Therefore, the day of judgment will be the day when its true followers will surpass others, and paradise will be their reward. In the above sermon, Imam Ali spoke of the Holy Prophet, peace of Allah be upon him and his descendants, as follows. The Holy Prophet, peace of Allah be upon him and his descendants, guided human beings till those who seek truth learned how and where to find it, until those lost in darkness of ignorance and heresy could easily see the lighted beacons of religion. O Lord, he is your loyal and trustworthy messenger, and on the day of judgment he will bear witness whether human beings have truly and sincerely accepted and obeyed your commands. He is the bearer of your bounties and beneficence towards humanity, and faithful messenger carrying the message of your kindness and mercy to mankind. O Lord, through your justice, reward him handsomely for his good deeds, and through your mercy, make his virtues in excellence, eminent and exalted. O Lord, make the religion preached by him surpass other religions. Glorify his approach and accession to your realm, and exalt and ennoble his position near you. Make him the most exalted means of approaching you, and grant him preeminence and surpassing excellence. O Lord, on the day of judgment, resurrect and assemble us in his company as his followers, so that we may not feel ashamed of our shortcomings and may not be disgraced. O Lord, do not let us go astray. Help us to follow the straight path and to keep the promises we have made to you and to him. O Lord, do not let us be misguided, and do not make us succumb to temptations and trials. In this sermon, Imam Ali addresses his companions. O people, the merciful Allah has through his kindness exalted your position so much that even your slaves bask under your reflected glory, and your neighbors are respected on your account. On account of Islam, you are surpassing those over whom you actually have no superiority and eminence, and who are under no obligation to you. You are respected by those people whom your pomp and glory do not terrify, and over whom you have no sway. All this is due to the kindness and mercy of Allah. But you are so indifferent to the religion that you see people around you breaking the oaths of allegiance to him, and yet you do not feel annoyed, though you get extremely angry and feel insulted if promises made to your ancestors were dishonored. Originally, the orders of Allah were coming to you through the Holy Prophet, peace of Allah be upon him and his descendants, and were meant to be transmitted through you. But you have allowed tyrants to get supremacy over you and to control your affairs, even handing them over the orders of Allah, and thus entrusting the work of Allah to those who have no real faith in Islam. They openly plunged into skepticism and led vicious lives. I swear by Allah that if, to preserve their sway, these Umayyads scatter true Muslims all over the solar system, Allah the Almighty will yet gather them someday to witness the fall of Umayyads. Sermon 1:10. During the Battle of Siffin one day, some soldiers from the army of Imam Ali for a short time retreated and then regained the lost position. On that occasion, he delivered the following sermon. I saw you retreating from the battlefield. I felt sad to see that. You were running away from a disorderly mob of untrained and unscrupulous bloodthirsty villagers of Syria. Though you were the noblest and the bravest of all the Arabs, coming from noble clans and families, noted for their wisdom and bravery. But in the end, I was pleased to see that you checked your retreat bravely, returned to the field, pushed the enemy back, and put them to rout with the help of your swords and spears. Their front ranks were falling back upon their rear files in such confusion as could only be seen among thirsty camels when they fall upon one another to reach for water first. Sermon 1:11. In this sermon, Imam Ali has explained some attributes of the Almighty Allah, some sublime duties of the Holy Prophet which were assigned to him by Allah, and lastly, about himself and people around him, how he was trying to serve mankind, how he felt astonished at the behavior of human beings, their soulless and their senseless ways,
the pitfalls surrounding them, their carefree attitude amidst these dangers, and the results which would surely follow. In the end, he predicts the types of government man was going to suffer from. Glory be to Allah, who can only be understood and recognized by studying His creations. He is revealed to the minds of people only through the undeniable evidence of inference. He created the universe and all that it contains without premeditation, pre-examination, pre-planning, and revision of His plans, as they are the attributes of mind and its workings. And He is above all mental exertions. Nothing can remain hidden from Him and escape His knowledge. From amongst His prophets, He has selected Prophet Muhammad, peace of Allah be upon him and his descendants, to be His greatest messenger, to be the source of learning and fountainhead of knowledge, to be the divine light to eliminate the darkness of ignorance, with His teachings and to establish the glory of Islam. Following is another part of this sermon, but some commentators, Ibn Mathim, etc., consider this to be altogether a separate oration in which the Holy Imam spoke about himself, explaining his position among the people. He is the one who knows how to treat diseases of intellect and reasoning, helping those who suffer and who need treatment and cure. He knows specific cures, and His system of treatment is infallible. Where there are minds suffering from vicious desires, where there are eyes blind in the virtues of piety and justice, where there are ears deaf to the call of mercy and forbearance, and where there are tongues dumb to declare truth, there you will find Him, busy among the patients, treating them carefully and tenderly, searching for the causes of diseases among the sources of ignorance and prejudice and origins of confusion and perplexity. He goes amidst those who have not received the light of education and enlightenment, and therefore are confused and prejudiced, and He brings light, peace, and comfort to their lives. Secrets about life, its environments, and its ultimate end have been revealed to those who have vision, intelligence, and foresight. The bright path of Islam is provided for the education of ignorant and misguided unbelievers. The truth about the Day of Judgment and Reckoning has been clearly explained. Its significance can be easily understood by those who wish carefully to examine the consequences of such an occurrence. I am astonished at your behavior, that notwithstanding all this, you still behave like bodies without souls, or minds without power of realization, like prayers without piety, or traders without desire of profit. Though you look wide awake, yet you are not conscious of the seriousness of the situation. Physically, you are present to hear me, but your minds are absent. You do not grasp or understand what is being told to you. I find around my eyes without sight, ears without sense of hearing, tongues without power of speech, and minds without capacity of vision. I see schism securing a firm foothold in your midst and extending its tentacles around you. It is examining you, tormenting you to test your power of resistance against depravity and sin. The leader of this movement is an infidel who has deserted Islam and is resolutely and firmly backing unholiness. He will have his sway over your country, and especially those of you who remain faithful to Islam will be humiliated, insulted, maltreated, and massacred by him. What a prophecy! All this will happen because of your weakness and erroneous policy. Do you realize where these mistaken, irrational, and vicious desires are driving you? And how false hopes of power, pleasure, and enjoyment are alluring and misleading you? Do you realize that you are deceiving yourselves? Remember that every period has an end and every action is followed by a reaction. Therefore, it is not only advisable but also imperative for you to hear the advice given to you by the Caliph of Allah and to act accordingly. It will be to your own good. Be ready to obey his orders and follow him. It is the duty of the leaders amongst you carefully to note what they hear from me and to repeat it word by word amongst the people. They should concentrate upon my words and correct their confused and scattered ideas. Surely, I have clearly explained everything to you, separating truth from falsehood and true religion from paganism. I have given complete information about the dangers and perils towards which you are rushing blindly. Remember that when bad times visit you, you will find that unbelievers of Islam will have their sway. The number of persons revolting against Allah and religion will increase. Religious-minded and pious people will be tormented. Calamities will attack people like ferocious and hungry beasts. Lies will be told loudly and repeatedly. People will cooperate wholeheartedly on falsehood and sin, disunite and conflict with truth, piety and religion. During such times, children will be a source of anxiety and worry to their parents. Even kindness and benevolence will have only exchange values. Society will mostly be composed of ignoble and avaricious people, and generous and noble-minded people will be reduced to a small minority. People of such times will be like hungry wolves. The rulers will be like carnivorous beasts, ravenously devouring the middle class and recklessly killing the poor. Very little of truth will be left, and falsehood will reign amongst men. Only lip sympathy will remain, because hypocrisy and hidden enmity will have a firm hold on the minds of people. Viciousness and sins will be worshipped, and teachings of Islam will be turned inside out like an undesirable and soiled garment. Sermon 112. In this sermon, Imam Ali has explained to us the limitations of human mind to understand Allah and to describe Him, and has laid emphasis on such attributes of Allah as affect man in general. Further, he describes angels, how they fear Him and obey Him. Then he gives an outline of weakness and wickedness of man, his wanton disregard of his obligations, his obstinate persistence in vicious pleasures, and his final but untimely realization of these shortcomings and vices, but futility of such realization. Thus sketching individual traits, he draws our attention towards the human race, how it will come to an end, how this earth is going to terminate its activity, and how human beings will be resurrected and brought back to life for the final reckoning. Lastly, he eulogized the Holy Prophet, peace of Allah be upon him, and his descendants, praising his teachings and explaining how he acted upon the precepts he had preached and proved that they are workable. Everything is bound to be naturally submissive before Allah. Everything exists because He wishes it to exist and continue. Only He can make beggars rich. Only He is the source of power to the weak and depressed, and haven of refuge for the oppressed. He hears those who speak and knows the secrets of those who keep quiet. Those who are alive find their subsistence because of Him, and those who die are bound compulsorily to return towards Him. O Lord, no one can describe You, because nobody has seen or can ever see You. You existed before the creatures who praise You came into existence. You have not created them to exclude Your loneliness, nor to derive any benefit out of them. Whom You call cannot run away from Your call, and whom You hold cannot escape from Your hold. Disobedience of people will neither mar Your kingdom, nor will their obedience increase Your sway. Those who disagree with Your decisions cannot reject them. They are forced by nature to abide by them. And those who refuse to obey Your commands and interdictions cannot do without Your bounties and boons. Every secret is known to You, and every hidden thing is in Your knowledge. You are eternal and have no end. You are the goal of everything, and nothing can run away from You. No one deserving Your wrath can escape it, but through Your mercy and benevolence, everything is under Your control, and its return is towards the goal destined by You. Glory and greatness be to You, O Lord. How vast is the universe created by You, and yet, in spite of their vastness, how significantly small are they when compared to Your power. How complete and thorough and how supreme and absolute is Your control over nature, which can be discerned and understood. Yet, how small is its greatness when compared to that phase of Your omnipotence, which is hidden from our eyes and which our minds cannot grasp. How benevolent and gracious are Your favors in this life, yet how small they are when compared to divine munificences of the next world. In this sermon, Imam Ali spoke about the angels. Some of the angels are such that You have destined them to be in the skies, high above the earth. They understand You better, fear You more, and are nearer to Your favor than any other creature. They are neither outcome of biological urges, nor changes of times and circumstances bring about decay in them. Though they are so near to You, yet they have such elevated position in Your grace that they think of nothing but Your obedience, and are so far from unfaithfulness to You. Yet, if they could realize the actual greatness and magnificence of Your realm, which is hidden even from them, their worship and their position will appear insignificant to them, and they will consider that they have never offered such worship as You deserve. Glory be to You, O Lord. You are the Creator, and You deserve worship. And You, after testing the capacity of man in the best possible way, have created for those who deserve it paradise, with the choicest victuals and drinks, with the best companions and servants, and with places on the banks of beautiful rivers, laid out with lovely gardens and orchards. Then You sent messengers who invited people towards these blessings, But people neither paid attention to the call of these messengers, nor did they show any desire to earn and deserve these blessings, nor any wish to achieve these ends. Instead, they turned towards the filth of worldly enjoyments, were unanimous in enjoying these pleasures, were contented with the disgrace these indulgences brought to them, and were united in their love of this world.